Hi, this is Brian Doyle with the International Sports Federation and Global Serve, and you are listening to the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McKay.
And we're back, episode 24, Youth Ministry Sherpas.
Hey, Matthew here.
Steve here. This is our 51st episode.
Yep, and our final episode before our summer break.
Did you think we'd do this many episodes when we started
back? I had no idea.
January 16th is when we dropped the first episode.
It's been a whirlwind, man, but it's been great.
It's been a lot of fun. It has been a ton of fun.
It's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun.
I can't believe all the content we've managed to come up with and all these conversations and just, it's just a project, but it's been a blast.
It's been a blast. It's been fun to get to where we are, and I'm looking forward to the next leg of the journey when we come back on September 4th.
We got a lot more to do.
We've learned a few things along the way.
We have. So we thought we'd share a few of those today, just some lessons we've learned from this endeavor of podcasting.
First thing that we learned is it's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot harder than we thought it was.
I remember when we first sat down, we did episode 00, What is a Sherpa?
Yeah.
We probably recorded that about 6 times.
Oh.
Even the 6th time was pretty crappy. We just didn't know how to even talk to each other.
We know how to talk to each other, but now there's this microphone in between us, and we know that other people are going to listen to it. So we're like, I can't say that. That sounded dumb.
It's kind of like going on a date, but bringing along your little brother to sit between you. You just don't know how to act.
Yeah, I think we thought it would. I know at least that I thought it would be easier.
Well, you're a talker.
I love to talk. I thought it would be easy to just fill up content and have podcasts and have them sound good. And boy, that just is not the case at all. It's harder. You have to be really organized and to deliver decent content and yet still have it feel conversational. Like, whew, that was just difficult.
We started from scratch. Like, we bought the microphone. We contracted to get a website built. Did a lot of research on how to do this. We didn't know what we were doing. And it turned out to be doable, but definitely a lot of hard work.
Oh, absolutely.
Far more than we anticipated.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And I mean, it took money.
It did take money. Our personal savings went into something.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some absolutely wonderful patrons out there, and we grateful for each one of them. But I think we're still operating at a break-even or maybe slightly below break-even.
We are definitely below break-even.
Yeah.
It's partly because we promised to deliver Sherpa hoodies.
That's right. The Sherpa stuff.
If you do a small run of hoodies,
they're spendy.
It's like buying a mink coat.
Yeah, absolutely. They're good. But they're quality hoodies.
Yeah, but you can't have one because
we only got 6. Only for the important people out there.
That's right.
But you know what? It's funny because people ask me, like, are you guys like, are you making money on this? I'm like, no, we're spending money on this. And they kind of give me this look, and I'm like, well, in one sense, though, this is a hobby.
It is.
It's a hobby of ours. And when I play golf, I don't make money. I spend money more than I'd like to.
Right.
So it's great. It's fine. I love it.
We're doing it because
we love it.
But we want to encourage people.
Absolutely.
Having a blast doing it. But we'll see where it goes. But it's definitely one thing we learned is it's a lot harder than it looks. Another thing we learned is that youth ministry is alive and well. It's been so fun because on Instagram especially, we've just gone out, we've followed like hundreds of random youth ministries. If you want to do this is how you do it. You go to Instagram and you just enter into the search bar, blank student ministry. Think of the name that's been used by every youth group in the country, right? Anything to do with fire.
Ignite. Fire.
Water. Anything to do with water, you'll find that. Anything like Excite with Excite. Extreme, you can find
youth group after youth group after youth group.
Grace, River.
How does anybody find yours? SOS.
Well, it's actually The View.
Oh, The View, that's right. You're The View. You're The View.
They only find us if they're looking for a really bad talk show.
Ooh, shots fired. Yes. It is a bad
But
shot.
Yeah, so we just go out, we followed all these youth ministries, and it's really cool just to see what people are doing.
Watch
all
their
over the
posts.
Country. Yeah.
Absolutely. The road trip that we're doing on Instagram to highlight youth workers. Mm-hmm. It's just, sometimes you get so laser focused on what you're doing in your context, because you have to,
right?
That to broaden that view and see that it's happening all across the country, very cool.
So many great people doing youth ministry in great contexts all around the country. Super exciting to see that.
Another thing that we learned, and we were actually slightly surprised by this, that we actually have something to share. We have a voice in this.
We do.
I think we thought we did.
Yeah, you know, it almost feels a little prideful or arrogant to say, oh, we're going to start a podcast because we're youth ministry veterans and we have all this experience.
We know what we're doing.
And the truth is, we thought we had something to say, but we weren't sure. And there were probably times when we've had nothing to say and it came across in the episode. But by and large, we just kind of discovered, you know, we do have something to say about youth ministry.
Yeah, and that, again, not because we're special or we're better than anybody. It's just that we've been around it for a long time. And mm-hmm. so just by virtue of the fact we've picked a lot of things up over the years, and to be able to share those with other people has just been really cool.
Yeah, and it's really neat when people respond to that and they're like, hey, we really appreciate what you've done. You're very helpful to us or encouraging. We just want to encourage people to stay in youth ministry and to love youth ministry. And if something we've said has helped in that regard, we're just really grateful for that.
Absolutely. Just thrilled that, yeah, that we, I mean, 51 episodes, we've had something to say.
Yeah, probably.
For sure.
If you condensed all the wisdom of our episodes down to their finest nugget, it'd be about 37 seconds.
I don't know about that. I think we could do a dozen episodes of real, real good content.
But yeah, it's been fun just figuring out. Maybe we really did have something to say. It's been cool.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Another one is that we all need encouragement and laughter. You know, we live in a culture where, you know, the church is under siege. Youth ministry is getting difficult. And this is hard work.
Lots of hard stuff to deal with. There's the brokenness of the kids just seems to get stronger and stronger every year, or at least we are more aware of it, I guess, mm-hmm. now. And so there's just so many hard things that to stop and laugh and just enjoy conversation and be encouraged that, no, it's worth it.
It is.
It's a big deal.
Youth workers, I think it's easy for us to get discouraged because it's like pushing the rock uphill. I mean, it just, you might have a success story followed by three failures, and it wears on you in time. So just to be able to talk about it, share some funny stories.
Therapeutic. It's very therapeutic to talk about.
Definitely is therapeutic.
So I know when I listen to other youth workers tell stories, mm-hmm. even the horror stories, you know, that's encouraging to me. In a weird way, it's encouraging to me because I know that I've lived through that horror story or something similar to that. And to know that there are others in my tribe who are pushing that same rock up that same hill, it's just encouraging knowing they're still in it. So I got to stay in it. I got to keep going.
Yeah. So there is a real value in just encouragement and laughter. Like, we're all pursuing excellence and knowledge and, you know, leadership skills and all that kind of stuff. But it's really good to stop and laugh and just encourage one another.
Yep, 100%. Love it.
Yep.
And I think one of the last things that we've learned, I mean, we've learned lots of things, but the last thing we'll probably talk about today is we've learned that this has been an incredible strengthening of our own friendship.
It has.
Which, for me, has been really encouraging. I know that when we talked about doing this, you know, and we had lots of conversations about the idea germinated for quite a long time.
I still remember pitching it to you, by the way.
Yeah.
We were?
Buffalo Wild Wings. Weren't we at Buffalo Wild Wings?
We were, but I remember the second pitch more. The Buffalo Wild Wings. The second pitch was after playing golf at Westminster National.
Yes.
We were sitting at the bar having an adult beverage.
and you had this idea.
Are you in? And you said you were in.
And I was
so excited.
And here we are.
So excited.
And I know that when we were having those conversations, when I said I was in, I know that I was thinking, and again, I don't mean this to come across as arrogant or aloof, but that okay, we'll do this and it will be a great encouragement to other people, which I certainly hope it is, but I had no idea how good it would be for me. And how good it would be for us, mm-hmm. you know, that the way that our friendship has grown over the last 6 months, just by virtue of the more time spent together, we have to be more intentional about, we have to get together to record, we have to talk about, what are we going to talk about? And all those conversations are so, just, they're like fresh wind in my in my soul. So it's been really good. And so even if there were no listeners out there,
which there may not be,
I think there are. I know Adam listens.
In addition to our family,
in addition to people who are related to us.
Actually, my wife's back on episode 12 right now.
But all I'm saying is, even if there weren't, and I know there are, it would still be worth it because of sort of what's happening in my own life and my own ministry and just the way that I'm encouraged and our friendship has just grown. It's been great.
Yeah. I mean, we have to talk every week.
Every week.
We hang out almost every week, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot about you.
and I you. And it's all good.
And it's also, I think, been fun to watch other people get excited for us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our friends are super excited about it, and they're always sharing our stickers and stuff. And so it's just been cool to see people excited for us to have this little side hustle.
Little project, little side gig.
Yeah.
My father-in-law has the sticker on his truck. Every time I see it, I just giggle because, like, he just doesn't, nothing to do with youth ministry, but he's just, my son-in-law's a podcaster.
Wow, what a claim to fame.
I know. He thinks it's a pretty big deal.
Well, we just want to thank you for listening through our first half of the first year. In 6 months, we've just learned so much and had a blast doing it.
And could not be more excited about what the next 6 months and years hold. So when we come back on September 4th, we've got lots of things to talk about. We've already mapped out quite a bit of it and are just excited to share where we think God is leading us to talk about. Just can't wait to be back with you guys.
Yeah, if you would just help us out, like us on iTunes, give us a review there, follow us on Instagram, keep sharing it with people. You know, even though we're not going to be doing episodes in the next 6 weeks, we have lots of previous episodes. Go back and catch up and share them with people. We'd really appreciate that.
We'd love to broaden the audience. And again, we want this to be something that's helpful for you. So as we start mapping out our content for the fall, I mean, we have some of it mapped out, but there's still wide open space.
Help
and so
us out.
Tell us what you wanted to hear about. I mean, give topic ideas or conversation ideas. We're down. We're up for it. So hit us up on Facebook or Instagram or send us an email and just let us know, hey, do an episode on this. And we'll get to work. We'll give it
a shot.
Absolutely.
We just want to be here to help youth workers keep going. That's our whole purpose.
So. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll be back with you come September 4th. But in the meantime, for 6 weeks, Sherpas out.